And is dharma practical in this age? See, dharma is actually never easy. It is even in the time of Mahabharata. The whole Mahabharata story is based on how difficult it is to choose dharma. So Bhishma had a difficult choice. Yudhishthira had a difficult choice. He had to fight against his relatives. To slay his relatives, Karna had a difficult choice. So there are difficult choices which you have to make. So dharma in that sense is never easy. So there are difficulties and we have to go through those difficulties to make right choices. Now making right choices involves two things. First is knowledge and second is willpower. So now there are two kinds of, you could say, dilemmas or crisis. There is a moral dilemma and there is an ethical dilemma. Sometimes you use the word morals and ethics as interchangeable, but they are not exactly interchangeable. Moral dilemma is when I have two choices, one of which is moral and the other is immoral, and I have to choose between the two. So here what I need is moral strength, as a strength of character. Okay. So for example, if say there are hundreds of examples you could use. Suppose a doctor can make more money by getting a patient go through more tests. Now more money will come by that, but in going through all the more tests, the patient may suffer more. The treatment will not start fast enough. But this just requires the moral strength to resist the temptation of money. So this is moral crisis. So in this case, we require moral strength. But ethical crisis means there are two choices, or ethical dilemma. There are two choices, both of them are moral, but which is a higher morality? That is difficult to decide. So for example, somebody may say, I'll always speak the truth. That's a good thing. But suppose there's a riot going on, and you know, there are some rioters who are chasing our friend. Our friend comes and, you know, hides in our house. And then the rioters knock at our door. Is he there here? Now what do I do at that time? So one moral thing to do is to speak the truth. The other moral thing to do is to protect somebody's life. So at this point, it's not just a matter of moral willpower, you know, moral strength or willpower. Here one has to have subtle intelligence to understand that both are moral principles, but which is a higher moral principle. So the Mahabharata often has this kind of crisis. Where, you know, moral dilemmas, not moral dilemmas, but ethical dilemmas. Then at that time one has to make a wise choice. And that requires going into subtleties to understand not just the principles of morality, but to understand the relative importance of the principles of morality. So usually the way we learn to practice dharma is by associating with those who are living according to dharma. So dharma is more caught than taught. Taught means somebody gives instruction. This is right, this is wrong. That is important. But it is caught. Caught means when we observe others living. And you say, okay, this is how this is to be done. This is not what is to be done. So actually, if we are not in the association of those who are trying to live with according to dharma, dharma will seem very difficult to practice. So if we live with materialistic people, living spiritually will seem almost impossible. But if you are living with, or at least associating with spiritually minded people, then living spiritually becomes possible. Not just possible, it actually becomes relishable. Because we find higher happiness. So the dharma is actually never easy to practice. In the modern times, materialism is far more. Materialistic temptations are a lot. And that's why it is easy to get carried away by those temptations. But even now, Krishna is there in our hearts and Krishna wants us to make right choices. And if we strive to make the right choices, then Krishna will give us the guidance about how to execute those right choices in our situation. So by association of devotees and by our sincere intention to try to serve Krishna, we can move forward in our lives and choose to act dharmically even when it is difficult. And even if we make sometimes wrong choices, that is okay. It is not that nobody expects us to be a perfectionist. It is that suppose sometimes we make a wrong decision. And as soon as we realize, hey, this is wrong, come back on the right track. Like I'm supposed to go like this, go off this way. Oh, I've gone off track. I come back again. So we may veer off course sometimes, but even if we veer off course, if we are on, so there are specific decisions and there is a generic intention. Generic means overall intention. So if my overall intention is to serve Krishna, my overall intention is to contribute in a positive way in life, in a mood of service, then even if my specific decisions go wrong, the generic intention is what counts. And then we will realize, Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayantite. Krishna says in 10.10 in the Bhagavad Gita, that I will give you the intelligence by which you can come to me. So either we will be able to make the right decision in the beginning itself, or even if we make a wrong decision, we'll realize it. Hey, this is wrong. If we associate with devotees, we consult devotees, they'll also guide us. You know, maybe instead of acting this way, you could have acted this way. And yeah, future I'll take care of this. So by the association of devotees, by sincerity, by practicing bhakti. So see, there are major dharmic decisions. Now there are big decisions decisions where things are clear. You know, this is right and this is wrong. If at that time I make the right choice, then by that I am showing Krishna that I want to be guided. And then Krishna will guide us when the things are difficult to decide. But when things are easy to decide, at that time itself we make wrong choices. Then we are showing Krishna that I don't want to be guided. Krishna say, okay, you don't want to be guided, stay confused. Actually, to stay confused is also in one sense good. Worse than being confused is to be wrong and to think that I am right. You know, is to rationalize what I am doing. So we will all face situations where dharma will be very difficult to decide. But there are many situations in our life when things are more or less clear. This is what I should be doing in this situation. And if we act dharmically when it is clear for us, then Krishna will guide us to act dharmically when it is not so clear for us. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes, Diva Mataji.
Very little time, but I have one question that I